are listening to BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network. Global food for thought.
It's eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where the hosts wait for your calls as if it were the only thing going for them. And it is. Change their lives. Call now. Here's Griffin Lee.
This segment is brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Call us now with your eBay questions or quandaries at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that's 888-723-4630.
So before we go to Carl, who's here in San Diego, Carl, hold on for us. We'll be with you in just a moment. When last we left you, I had read an email from Will in Mesa, Arizona.
Yeah.
Does eBay listen to these internet broadcasts? It seems you both agree with a lot of the problems and user solutions that sellers face listing on eBay. I would like to see eBay actually implement some of the solutions we agree upon.
So let me make something clear here, because I think because we take calls from all different types of topics, and including complaints about eBay processes and systems or suggestions for new features or redesigns. The primary purpose of this show is and has always been to help eBay sellers grow their business on the eBay platform. And to the extent that some things on eBay might not be as efficient as possible, when we run across something like that or enough suggestions, then that, I do escalate them, and we do sometimes get results, but I need to disabuse anyone of the notion that this is the suggestion box for eBay. No, eBay execs don't listen to the show, at least that I know of. Yes.
Well, the department heads do.
A lot of eBay employees do listen to the show. And when there is an important thing that comes through the show that needs to be escalated, then I do the escalation as warranted. But the purpose of the show always has been to take questions about eBay as it relates to your selling and your business and how to grow that business. This is and so for anyone who had thought otherwise, I apologize. This is not the show to get things done at eBay. It's not going to happen. We do get some things recognized, and there have been times in the past when we've had things that we've been able to affect a little change. But this is not that's just not the channel. It's never meant to be that channel.
Thank you.
Suddenly 1,000,000,000 people have just tuned out.
No. It here's the deal, though. I have to say this. Many, many, many times over the past 11 and a half years, I've seen that man go to the powers that be and say, look, this call came through today and here's what's going on. I've seen him do that. So don't think that he's not a good advocate for us, because right. He is.
And so it's very important to understand the corporate structure at eBay. There's no real such thing as the powers that be. This is a myth that a lot of people have put in their mind. Yes, every company, every corporation has a managerial hierarchy. It couldn't function without it. But a lot of what happens in Silicon Valley with companies is not something where you go to the top and then you make a request and then that request is trickled down. That's not how companies in Silicon Valley, at least, and eBay in particular, doesn't work that way. It is more of a lateral mechanism than it is up or down. So I've had lots of people who, in their assumptions about how a corporation or how eBay works, say, you know, you have to bring this to the execs. And it always makes me laugh when someone says that, because that's not how it works. That's not how any corporation works necessarily. So there are specific people, specific teams, anywhere on the ladder, even as low as supervisor in some case, who have a task of doing things. And so it's not always easy to keep up with where something goes. That's actually kind of difficult in a company that dynamically changes as much as eBay, both in in policy and features and the website, as well as in personnel. But I just don't want to give anyone the impression that, you know, that John Donahoe is sitting by the computer right now, listening to every word we're saying.
Although he does call me at night.
He does.
That's a joke, Griff.
He never speaks to me. That's just not how it works. I mean, that's not his job. His job is he has lots of people that work for him, direct reports. Some of them you may know. Some have been on the show. Devin Wenig has been on the show before.
Mm-hmm. Well, Donahoe has been on the show a few times.
John's come into the show, and then we can't get him out of the room.
Right.
Because he loves to talk.
He's so good, though.
So I'm glad you brought that up, because I think people think this is the eBay radio show mission, is that you make a suggestion or complaint and then it gets fixed like that. That's customer service, that suggestion. I try to do what I can with that. That's not the purpose of the show. It never has been. The purpose of the show is to provide a channel and a forum where we can help provide advice on how to grow your business on eBay, and not just coming from me, but then coming from all of the industry guests that we bring in on Tuesdays, both from eBay selling community, and sometimes employees. So I hope that made that clear, because I don't want anyone to be sitting there thinking, well, someone made a suggestion 2 weeks ago and it hasn't been adopted. And that's just not how it works. Sorry.
Carl,
I'm not trying to bring anyone down. I am trying my best to set realistic expectations here.
And from my viewpoint,
yes,
we have captive a man who works for eBay on our microphone on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and we're going to do our best to get our grievances and everything else out to him. With the hope that maybe he can make changes, and I have seen you make changes, Griff.
Yes,
but not the point of this program. Point of this program is to help you achieve and maintain top-rated seller status. Really what it is to help you achieve and maintain the entrepreneurial spirit and to be successful selling on eBay.
That's what we... if you're going to gauge the success of the show or my success as a human being based on how much change I initiated eBay, I am a total failure. And I should stop what I'm doing right now. But that's not why I'm here. What I'm here for is to help people grow their business, period.
Thank you, darling. And with that in mind, we go to Carl in San Diego, California. We've spoken to Carl a few times. He's known on eBay as Carl Marx.
Yes.
Okay, Carl.
CarlMarxx.
Power to the people, Carl.
Before you tell us what you've called to tell us about or ask us about, I would like everyone listening right now to go look up Carl Marx, CarlMarxx on eBay. You're going to see a 100% top-rated seller.
Oh, I'm going to go there now.
100%. 100%.
How many percents?
100.
Can you say that again?
And his feedback is 7,145.
Fantastic.
And he's got 100%. I want you to see this. Yeah. So, Carl,
I'm trying to get there now.
What's your question or comment?
Well, I had a couple. Now, I'm in the midst right now revamping my return to 30-day. I'm planning to place it ahead of the item description and on the bottom there. I'm just concerned there's not enough availability. If they click on the return thing on the bottom, on the section of the TOS, or that eBay has, most buyers don't read that. I'm just saying, if I do where they see it coming in, if that's a good idea, I'm thinking of placing it ahead of the item. Let them know it's a 30-day return before they bid, sort of like the front of the store or the back, kind of like how stores have their little return policies placed.
Yeah, I don't advise that. The first thing you want to have in your description is the item description, nothing else.
Right, I knew that. I kind of wonder where to get their attention to on it. I figure if I put it below the item description,
that's fine.
See that.
Yeah, that's actually, that would be fine, and I recommend that. You should have.
That's why I've always done it, but I want to make sure they see and read it. But the problem is, most buyers don't read that.
Well, when they go to return, they'll see it. And if you have a 30-day return policy, that's very generous. When they go to return an item, they'll also see that. So I think you're doing as much as the most you would be expected. You could put it in your collateral, for example, when you're printing whatever that invoice or whatever you're sending.
Yeah, that's what I figured on that too as well. On that, as long as they know once it's beyond the 30 days is up, that's it.
Yeah.
That is it on that.
Have you had an issue with this in the past?
No. The only issue is the lack of. I've had one buyer that bought a toy for their kid. I don't know if it was a boy or a girl. It was a little metal detector. Mm-hmm. For 7 to 8-year-olds, the only thing I got was that they couldn't figure out how to work it. It got to the point where it sounded to me it was actually a case of buyer's remorse. They were just using lame excuse, not knowing how to work it. And I think what really happened was the kid got bored with the item, What was disappointing was that they let him remove it off the actual packaging in the box. I received it back taped up, damaged. Not as stated that it must be returned in the same condition as I shipped it.
How much was the how much did the item cost?
The item I originally sold it for, they originally paid $25 for, not counting the shipping. This was about 2 years ago.
Well, so I mean, back then there wasn't managed returns. If you're in the hassle-free returns flow right now, you can dispute a return like that. You can make it conditional upon being returned in the same condition it was sent, especially if it's new in package.
With hassle-free, but I figure I'm still covered under state statute. Under that.
Yeah, so there's a item condition policy for buyers. You can see it on the help pages if you search for item condition policy in eBay Help. And one of them is that for items that are sent new in package, the seller can make it a condition of accepting the return that the item has to be returned new in package. Now, a realistic thing that...
Does it make any difference if why must it be under the hassle-free when it's stated that way under state and federal statute?
Because it's easier under hassle-free. It's automated. Well, it's going to be a hassle for you as a seller to have to dispute the return without being in hassle-free returns.
But my concern would be that they can abuse the hassle-free and lie.
That's a common and I think a human, only human kind of suspicion to have. My own evidence
it's
as a seller.
It's not too hard to have it, to be honest with you. I do study the FBI reports for both online brick and mortar.
And that's a mistake. You're making a mistake, Carl, because you're going to then take the FBI report is on fraud, and you're going to then extrapolate that to eBay buyers, and it's just not
Stay on with us, Carl. I want to talk to you more. Griff, we want you to reset your equipment during the break. Your audio is breaking up.
Okay, I will.
I haven't been in a thrift shop in ages. How great is this teddy bear?
That's really cute. And you know, plush animals usually do really well in my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. I find lots of great things to resell at secondhand stores. You'd be surprised at how valuable some of these items are.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can look up the value for just about anything in the store, and I can even check which items are most likely to sell on eBay.
That's so clever! How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to Shipping Nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares. And give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.
Sometimes it becomes clear when you're product sourcing that you need to fish in a new pond. BidOnFusion.com is looking for those few savvy power sellers who recognize a great new fishing opportunity when they see one. BidOnFusion.com is America's largest wholesale resource for bulk closeout lots from major retailers such as Walmart and Home Depot, along with customer returns and overstocked inventory. BidOnFusion has the widest variety of goods available
available to eBay sellers. You'll find great new inventory auctions going for pennies on the dollar against full retail. Historically available to only large-scale liquidators. Choose from appliances, general merchandise, power tools, home entertainment, building materials, home improvement lots, and more, all bundled into premium pallets. We constantly offer new inventory every day. Check us out often. Go to bidonfusion.com. There's some big fish waiting.
You are listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where your calls and comments are the only things we care about. If the show is a failure, it's all your fault, baby, not ours. Here are the hosts, Griff and Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Cabot for the K.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you. Go over to your phone and start dialing 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. Do I sound better, by the way?
No. It's still, you're still cutting out, but you're, it's okay. We can hear everything you say.
All right.
We think it's bandwidth issue with the gizmo.
No.
So, we'll...
Or the network I'm on.
Could be. Yes, if that's possible.
Well, I'll go back to my cell phone on the next break.
We still got Carl on the line with us.
Yes, Carl.
Another thing was on the seller update was allowing the buyer... bail out after 1 hour or decide not to buy the item.
If they want to cancel the order, yeah.
Isn't there a concern that's going to, see, if you got two buyers that end up in a bid war that may not be legitimate, they're just fighting one another, then I end up going down to the second one, then I may end up, having to file an unpaid strike on the second, then end up going down to the third. Isn't that a lose-lose for as far as eBay making their fees off the bigger chunk of the final value?
So you're looking at it from the hypothetical, what-if, worst-case, all these other things. And it's just, so what we're looking at it is...
I've got almost 20 years here being on eBay as a buyer. And so I go all the way back to 95, 96 on a different ID as a buyer. Yeah. So
okay. So I suppose, yeah, there's always that possibility. But the bigger issue that's being addressed here is there are times when a buyer makes a purchase of something and then for whatever reason decides that they've changed their mind. Providing that mechanism for buyers who change their mind is a lot easier and more consistent and efficient for a seller or a merchant on eBay than having to go through the hassle of saying, I want a cancellation, and you have to send me my money back and all that. This just gives buyers a chance to say, I've changed my mind.
But if they don't want it, they're not going to pay. They're going to try to, most buyers, they seriously aren't going to want it. They may win it, and the ones that don't want it, end up not wanting it, are non-responsive. Anyhow, that begins my unpaid item strike process 2 days
right.
Anyway, so.
That's going to happen no matter what. So
right.
This just makes it a little easier to avoid that for both the buyer and the seller.
I'm on my buyer block list anyways, even if they bail out after the first hour. I don't want to.
Really?
It back.
You would do that? Why?
Oh, yeah.
Why would you do that to someone?
Because I may have to if they're going to do maybe because I have no record of them now because that was stripped away under their buying history to look up if they're going to do that to every seller.
So what do you think? Do you actually think that there is when a buyer – for whatever reason, changes their mind that they're no longer valuable as a customer?
Especially when they bail out on $600 and don't pay $600 when they rack up $600 plus shipping and bailing out.
So we have different philosophies about this. You're allowed, of course, on eBay to block a buyer. I certainly wouldn't hold it against a buyer. I want that buyer to come back.
But I got to tell you, I as a buyer bought some items. I dealt with a big seller. And they messed up on the order. I politely dealt with them on that, called them, say, you sent me duplicates when I ordered one of each separate item. And the guy whoever works for the company and manages their eBay site was slightly on the touchy side, but sent me the correct item with the return label. And wouldn't you know it, I go back a couple months later as a buyer to bid, and I'm blocked by them.
Yeah.
I never opened any cases, no nothing. Had years of business with them on eBay buying as a buyer, and yet suddenly I get that, and I call up the company. I call up Great History Store, talk with the main person, and the attitude that I got was, oh, sorry, I can't help you. Can't help you on that. I said, well, what did I do to just, and I even asked, what did I do to justify to be blocked when it wasn't my issue? And you guys missed my order. However, my main concern is more to the, those are, you know, either they're going to mess up. If they're bidding just to bid to bid it up, or if they really don't want it, I don't know on that. But I have dealt with other sellers that do things differently. Mm. And it just kind of raises my concern. Okay, they get into a too high of a fight. What about the second highest bidder? You know, maybe they're into trying to fight one another to do.
Yeah, Carl, it's a risk-free. It's not a risk-free world. Everything that you've just told me is hypothetical. It's all possible.
And you
you're
know what,
absolutely,
Carl,
right.
I'm bragging about you here. Listen,
I know,
Carl,
right.
you are a fantastic seller. We've got Cindy from San Diego on the line. Cindy, hold on. We're going to take you in just a moment. But I did want Carl to tell us what he thinks is the reason that you have 7,145 feedbacks, 100% positive feedback, not one negative. Not
actually, if you go back, I have been burned as a seller several years ago.
Several years ago.
Yeah.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
I was burned by unpaid payers.
Yeah.
Not counting those back in the day, sending money, you know, paying me by money orders. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. When
oh, honey, that was
them.
Back in the day, Carl. Griff, did you see his feedback profile? This is fantastic. I just want to say, Carl, you're doing a great job. We'd all love to have your feedback and your 100%. Don't worry about what hasn't happened yet, all right?
Yeah, I won't worry about it.
All right, Carl. Thank you so much.
I'm not, but again, for me, hassle returns are not part of my business. You know, I couldn't afford that to have a buyer.
Wait. Before you go, what do you mean you couldn't afford it? What do you do when somebody wants to return an item now?
If they return the item, they return it, then I will. I mean, I can't. I'm not going to pay for return shipping label, but of course, I pay the money back. That's not a problem.
So
I'm referring to having to pay a return shipping label.
Why? Why wouldn't you do that?
Because I'm going to want to check out the item, make sure it's legitimate and there's an issue. I have been through that where I have had returns that weren't legitimate.
Right. So what you can do with hassle-free returns, when a seller gets a return back and there's an issue with the returned item, you can dispute the return. It's part of the process. It's actually a button that says dispute the return. Inspect the item. If it's okay, issue the refund. If not, dispute the return.
If my return policy all these years worked to where they got an issue to return and pay the return and shipping label, and I get far and few between on that anyways, and they do.
So why do you think you're going to get more if you actually are offering hassle-free returns?
I have never... Like I said, the only one time I had was buyer's remorse. I've never had any further, although I had one attempt, and I caught them. The only reason I caught them was because I was able to look up their bid history. They tried to pull the old switcheroo on me.
Hmm.
I don't know if you're familiar where you do the advanced search on your buyers. I had this weird brand new model from me, expensive.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, he has a duplicate. He bought at the same time from a different seller, which had issues. And I caught him on it. I told him I let him know.
So you had he tried to? Did he actually try to return an item that he didn't?
He tried saying that it was missing something, and it turned out that he backed off, and he realized I knew that he had bought a second identical item, same kit.
Yeah, my suspicions wouldn't have gone that far. I like to believe that people are basically good. It's worked for me in my life, and I would never. I've had one person on eBay defraud me. Last 18 years, but I simply do not let that one incident color the way I'm going to view my buyers, and I don't get suspicious. And I'm not saying you shouldn't; it's your choice. But I don't find it works for business as well.
You know, I've had one buyer that tried to defraud me on a double payment, proved that I refunded them. That was long ago. Took care of that. I've had another attempt a buyer to try to defraud. Apparently, something happened between him and eBay. The next second I know, he tried to file. He didn't get the item. He did. I had the proof because he
So died. You know what, Carl? I'm going to stop you there. That's out of 7,000-something. I realize that your feedback only goes back a year.
Yeah.
But you've got 100%. You're doing great. I wouldn't worry about things like that at this point. Every now and then you're going to have a bad customer. Griff, there are bad customers. Every now and then.
I didn't say there wasn't. I just said, in my view, in my experience, that when you view the world through that lens, you actually start attracting bad situations. It's just my advice. You can take it or leave it. It's up to you. I don't believe any of my buyers are out to defraud me. I don't actually think that the majority of buyers on eBay are setting out to defraud anyone. Buyers shop online to get an item, and sometimes they're not happy with it. I couldn't live with myself if a buyer who bought something from me told me, you know, I'm just not happy with the item. Could I return it? I tell them, yes, please return it. I'll pay for return shipping. I want you to be happy. The way I view it is an investment in a future customer who's going to be so happy but they were treated well, they're going to come back and spend money in the future. This isn't my tenant. This is a tenant of business. This is how big businesses operate, and it works well for a small business. But you don't have to do that. I'm just giving you my advice. Carl, we got to move on.
Carl, we have to move on. Call back anytime, Carl. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
For your call. We do appreciate it. Griff, you know what we'd like you to do?
What?
Maybe turn off your camera. Let's see if the webcam is causing some of these bandwidth issues. We're testing.
Yeah, I can tell you right now. Hold on. The camera's frozen.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, let me just shut it off. The camera's on a different network. So,
oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so we'll
The camera won't help. You're right. The camera's not doing it.
I'll switch to my cell phone.
On the break. Okay, yeah. Great. All right, Cindy. San Diego, California, known as Patty Sin. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, is it Patty's birthday?
Happy birthday to you.
No, it's next month.
Oh, it's next month.
Next month, yeah.
Oh.
Lee's on this birthday kick.
Here's the deal, Cindy.
Wishing everybody happy birthday.
I'm just making sure that, you know.
That you don't miss it. Yeah, thanks.
She's on a birthday kick for some reason.
Prayers for your mom, Lee. That's got to be tough.
Thank you.
Anyway. I'm so excited about Bid on Fusion. When I get together with Julian from Bid on Fusion, where he joined our meetup group here in San Diego, and he's going to come, or one of the other reps from Bid on Fusion is going to come and give us a presentation. So I'm excited about that. I don't have a date yet, but anyway, I called Griff.
Okay, hold on. Hold on, Cindy. Sorry, honey.
Sorry, Cindy. Okay. So this segment, was brought to you by CabbageWithAK.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you. Our lines are open at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. Here on eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And be sure to tune in Tuesdays as well for eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Only on BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
I'm a buyer and a seller on eBay. When I receive items that have been packed carefully, it says a lot about the person who sent it. And when I send items to my customers, I take the time to wrap them carefully. And I know just where to go for all of my shipping supplies. There's truly only one place. BubbleFast. They're family-owned and operated. And they care about getting your supplies to you promptly. And if you're not sure about what you need, give them a call. And if by chance they don't have what you need, they'll do their very best to help you find it. BubbleFast are top-rated sellers and have been providing shipping supplies to the eBay community since 1999. BubbleFast has bubble mailers and bubble cushioning, foam rolls, packing peanuts, boxes, tape, and one of my favorite products is the famous box sizer tool that easily cuts boxes to the exact size I need. Most of their customers are eBay sellers, and they're successful because they listen to their customers. Call BubbleFast now, toll free, 877-599-SHIP. That's 877-599-SHIP. BubbleFast for all of your shipping supplies.
Here's a smart shipping tip to make your eBay sales flow smoothly. Brought to you by Endesha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping.
Many eBay sellers have been skittish about relying on overseas postal delivery services. Well, now, shipments going to Australia, Belgium, Brazil, Croatia, Denmark, France, Germany, Great Britain, Israel, the Netherlands, New Zealand, Spain, and Switzerland, as well as Canada, all have free electronic delivery confirmation added automatically. It's available through USPS-approved PC postage vendors for First Class Package International, Priority Mail International flat rate envelopes, as well as small flat rate boxes. Wow, that's a mouthful. But don't be put off, because this expands your market reach considerably. And that's great news for your business.
This tip is brought to you by Endicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Go to endicia.com/eBayRadio.
Maybe you've delved into social marketing but couldn't tell if it was working. Social Beacon from PageMage makes it easy to know exactly where you stand. Social Beacon is a new tool that lets you post to Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest all at the same time. Then it measures results. You'll know how many Facebookers clicked to take a look and how many Twitter and Pinterest followers also took action. Social Beacon is free. You can share your first item in just 5 minutes. Go to PageMage.com to start now.
As an eBay seller, you need to know what's happening, when, and where. That's why we created the eBay Radio Seller Events Calendar. Go to ebayradio.com and click Archives on Demand. You'll find the Seller Events Calendar under the Seller Resources tab. For the full skinny, click on the name of the event. If you'd like to submit an event, click on Submit a Seller Event in the upper right-hand corner of any Archives page. Then fill out the web form. The eBay Radio Seller Events Calendar. It's what's happening for eBay sellers.